Hi, and welcome to Beauty on Board, Voyage International Beauty Show on Yachting International Radio. Today, we have got a very exciting episode waiting for us, so with that being said, let's jump into it.
Hello, everyone. I'm a chief stewardess at the moment on 107-meter motor yacht, and I work in yachting industry, which by itself is very diverse also. It's exciting industry, definitely, to work in.
What role do you play on board the yachts? What exactly do you do?
Well, I'm a chief stewardess slash purser on this boat. So basically, I organize the interior work, doing all the accounting for the boat and taking lead service for owner when he is on board.
Wow, how do you keep an emotional balance with those two specific titles?
Well, to be honest, sometimes it's very difficult because as a chief stewardess, you are forced to in place rules for everyone. So when you're the one making rules, sometimes you're not one of the gang, how you say. So sometimes, yes, it can be a bit lonely, but most of the girls I worked are amazing. This is very positive industry. You need to have very positive attitude to work in it. So, you know, when you change a boat, when you're new, it's a bit rough maybe in the beginning, but after that, when you gain respect of your crew, everything is perfect. So, yeah, it's... And usually I work with my partner, so it's also much easier to maintain that balance on board.
That's amazing. How do you stay positive in the times when you do feel a bit lonely or, you know, not part of the gang, as one would say?
Well, maybe when you join this industry in the beginning, it can be very difficult, especially if it's first time leaving home. Because this is, I always like to say, like Big Brother. When you watch on TV, all the emotions go 10 times higher when you're on board, especially if you're boson and it lasts long. So for me, I think the first contract when I started was the most difficult one, and the first contract as a chief stewardess was the most difficult one. But there is also always some friends that worked with you on some previous boat that you can call and chat. And of course, your family and friends home. So thank God to technology.
I can think that helps a lot, being able to speak to your friends and family, even though it's just over phone.
Yeah, I have a 9-year-old son. So it's especially difficult sometimes for me, especially during the... let's say Christmas, if we have a boat trip or something. So, but you manage somehow, you manage.
But if I may ask, how do you manage to, again, just stay positive and be a team leader when as a mom, you really just want to be home with your baby? How do you stay positive?
I like to say to all my girls, one thing that you learn very fast in yachting is that all your personal problems need to stay in your room. So you
That's
live with, you live with people on board that everybody has personal problems. Everybody has bad day or relationship problems or something that we don't even know they have. But if everybody would bring their problems into job, into crew mess, then it would be a big mess. So first thing you need to learn is how to deal with your problems by yourself. I always say to my girls, if they have really bad day, tell me and stay in your room if you need. So,
yes.
You know, you need to give for everybody for that bad moment to pass. But basically you keep your stuff in your room. That's the rule.
But that's good advice to separate that personal emotions with your business. You know, like
you have that's to. You have to.
It's very, very important.
This is the hardest part of this job. Is basically you're on the sea, especially if when you're with guests. So anything that happens home, except close death, which can happen, unfortunately, it's something that you need to just move on in work. You're not able to do anything. You cannot go anywhere, and you still need to do your job. So I don't know. I always like to joke that people that work this job either go to gym too much or start to read and learn. I have 2 master's degree because, you know, you study if you don't have nothing better to do. Or some people have lots of extra room activities, let's say, relationships. And I mean, it's like really sometimes like big brother. So people need to be mature enough to separate everything personal from business. For me, that's the most important, I think, thing to learn, to separate your personal from your business and then start to learn from there.
Yeah, that I can think that is extremely important. Did you have any sacrifices that you have had to make to achieve the position as a chief stewardess and purser on the yacht that you're currently on?
Yes, everybody, this is like very long hour work and very time consuming work. And you, if you're not lucky enough to have rotation, you are on boat 6, 7, 8 months without going home, without seeing your family. I think that's the biggest sacrifice you make. So for me, the biggest sacrifice actually was that to gain rotation, I needed to stay on board a long time. In 2 years, I was at that time home maybe 2 months. That was, yes, that was a bit, but when you have a future goal to gain with rotation, I get more time with my son, and then, you know, you do what you need to do.
You can push through.
Yes, again, I say thank for technology and thanks for grandparents. So, yes, because my ex-husband, he also works on yacht, he's an engineer, so we are both on the sea, we understand each other completely, so even that is very lucky.
So, happily, granny and grandpa is there to lend a helping hand.
Oh, very happily. I'm very grateful from grandparents.
Oh, I can imagine. I think we all are really grateful for our grandparents. What has been one of your most memorial experiences on board?
Oh, there is a lot of that. I mean, really, this is, it's really, really hard work. This industry, some people think when they join it's fun. Yes, it can be fun. Yes. You meet so many celebrities. You meet not so many celebrities, depending on the boat you are on. You see beautiful places. Sometimes you see them. Once I spent on Seychelles 2 months without stepping off the boat. So I've seen them better on pictures than alive when you watch it like that. But, you know, you see amazing world, really. You travel all over the world, you meet amazing people, friends, but it's also very hard work. So there is lots of really, really big moments. But for me, one of, let's say, that was when you meet your childhood, not childhood, but your idol, let's say like that, is when I had a chance to meet Floyd Mayweather. For me, that
amazing.
Was amazing. Yeah, I have a chat with him. So for me, that was one of the moments that I really enjoyed.
That must have been incredible. How did you stay, you know, calm and
You would be surprised. No, you would be surprised how us girls know how to act. Like, don't worry. I was also world champion. So, you know, you play a game. But no, really, I was very red completely. And I forgot English for 2 seconds. So, yeah, but no, in this industry, really, I always like to say it's fun. It's beautiful. But it takes your personal life. That's it. It takes it.
Would you recommend others join the yachting industry?
For sure I would. For me, if you are a person that is still not sure what they want to do in the life, like when you are 18, it's not necessary straight away to go to college. I mean, I should know, I went to college. So it's if you're not sure what you want to do, yachting industry can teach you first hard work, to see how it is in grown-up life. Like I said, to keep emotion with yourself, nobody there to take care of you. So you learn, you grow, and maybe you find out what you want to do on land. Or you fall in love in the sea and you pursue career in this industry in many departments. Now we have girls from engine to captains. So it's really, I believe it's a very good industry to learn about yourself and what you want.
There are a lot of opportunities within the industry.
Yes, to grow in many different ways. Some girls open their own companies. Some girls, find their passion about something which maybe they will never do if they stay home on land and,
That's very true.
So, yeah.
That's very true.
Thank you so much for tuning in on Beauty on Board, Voyage International Beauty Show on Yachting International Radio. This has been a great episode and I thank you for tuning in. See you next time. I'm Lelani and I've been your host.